expecting you. Catch the wave. NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
Don't know what I've been through. Let me share my story with you. All the things that he brought me through. My stormy days and my rainy days. You don't know all the tears I've cried, the things I've kept bottled up inside, trying my best to be strong, waiting on God and holding on.
I love you, Lord. Oh, your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, I will sing of the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful, and all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire, and in darkness night, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father, I've known you as a friend, and I have lived in the goodness of God. Oh, all my life you have been faithful, and all my life you have been so, so good. With every
moment and think about the goodness of God. The scripture says to bless the Lord, O my soul, and not to forget any of his benefits. We're in a time today where it's hard, it's difficult, and it's challenging, but I believe praise is a way for us to focus on the good things that God has done for us, the blessings that he's poured out on us. So let's make a decision today to bless the Lord with your soul. Bless the Lord with your strength. Bless the Lord with your finances, with your family, with your job. Why don't you lift your hand right where you are? Lift your heart. Come on, lift your song. Let's choose to praise God for the good things he's done for us. Come on, let's lift it up. Faithful to us. You've never left us alone. You've never forsaken us, and we thank you for it.
In HD2, call in. We've been expecting you. Catch the wave.
So good.
Everyone. come on, bounce, bounce. Now, baby, come on, now, baby, come on, now, baby, come on, bounce, bounce.
no man that had left houses or parents or brethren or wives for the kingdom. He shall receive a hundredfold. He shall receive houses and parents, sisters and brothers, and children too, with lands and with persecution, and in the world to come eternal life.
Yeah.
help me go all the way.
You're tuned into the Stella Award-winning internet radio station.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hold up. Wait just a minute.
On your radio.
Yo. Keep it locked right here.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
Love.
This is Michael Booker from Greensboro, North Carolina, and you're listening to the NFI Radio Gospel Network in Raleigh, North Carolina. Catch the wave.
Give him praise this evening. We can worship him, call on his name in the good times and in the bad. And we need him all the time.
The Bible says that there is only one name. Come on, somebody help me tonight. There's only one name under heaven whereby men must be saved. I don't mind being a name dropper tonight. That name is Jesus. If you need a touch from heaven, the name is Jesus. If you need healing in your body, the name is Jesus. If you need salvation, the name is Jesus. Come on, folks, sing it again.
Calling on you, Jesus, our precious Savior.
Everything you will ever need, everything you ever have, everything you need to know can be found in that name. In that name. Oh, it's Jesus. Oh, my Jesus. Oh, I love. When you begin to praise him, there's no telling what he'll do, because that brings access. It brings access to the Father. Come on, give the Lord a hand clap of praise one more time before we get to the Word of God tonight. Thank you, singers. Thank you. That was absolutely, positively marvelous. I felt it when you sang it, Tara. Hallelujah. She started coming off her knees and I started going through the roof. I'm glad I serve a God I can feel. And he's alive and well tonight.
closer walk with thee. Granny Jesus, if you
I'm power, healing in that name, deliverance in that name. Oh, my God. Oh, people of God. Would you help me thank God for the anointed Kathy Taylor? Come on, people of God. What a gift. What a gift. I shared it earlier. I know people that can sing, but would you got somebody that can sing you right into the presence of the Lord? That's the anointing.
This is my offering. In every moment, I withhold nothing. I'm learning to trust you, even when I can't see it. Even in suffering, I have to believe. If you say it's coming, I say no. If you say release, I'm letting go. If you're in it with me, I'll be here. And when you say to jump, I'm diving in. If you say be still, then I will wait. If you say to jump, I will obey. Teach me how.
Mellow drum, mellow drum, it's back. But a lot. echoes of pain 24-7, 24-7. I dream, I smile, I walk, I cry. I dream, I smile, I walk, I cry. You might not say that it's a wonderful world, and it's a wonderful life, and a wonderful day. Just as yesterday, I once could play. Yeah, I once could play. Though my good days are far gone, though still you come back one morning, I won't complain. Mind is the raw, a reflection only known to me. Those who hate me, more you hate me, more you help me. Those who seem to love me, the more you love me, the more you hurt me. When I go to bed in the night, I see some children in the light, fighting on no shadow beyond for the flesh. Down my dreams, I know somewhere there's hope, so surely there's hope that I dream. I smile, I walk, I cry. I dream, I smile, I walk, I cry. You might not say that it's a wonderful world. Life and a wonderful day, just as yesterday. I want to play. Yeah, I want to play. No.
Power of Prayer Request Hotline, heard every day at 12:30 p.m. Call in for your prayer request with pastors standing by to pray with you at 347-215-8049 from 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. Call now, 347-215-8049. Now, let's go live.
God bless you, my brothers and sisters, and welcome to the Power of Prayer. I want to thank all of you so much, those of you that tune in each and every day. Many of you are going through a situation and a circumstance that you're facing in this year of 2022. The enemy don't want you to cross over into the other side. He wants to attempt to keep you distracted. But in all of that you're facing and the challenges that you have going on at this time, there is another side, and that other side is victory. Remember, the battle is not yours, it is the Lord. So in all of this, turn it over to God, believing, speaking life, speaking success, speaking prosperity, speaking those things to be not as though they are. So today, we're going to welcome with us an awesome man of God, and he's going to come forth and speak to you in regarding of how to overcome these challenges. And you got to know your way of getting through is to praise your way out of it. Sometimes we got to praise our way to get to the presence of the Almighty God. Remember what David did. David danced out of his clothes. I'm not saying that you should dance out of your clothes, but you should praise him in spite of your circumstances. If you can't even move your body, you can speak with your voice. If you can't even move your arm, you can pat your feet. If you can't even pat your feet, you can clap your hand. So whatever way you giving God praise today, praise your way out of the situation and giving God praise. All right, well, we're going to welcome this man of God, Redico Roberts.
Well, blessings to you, and good morning to you. Grace and peace be to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. My name is Redico Roberts, and I've been blessed. I consider it an honor anytime God allows you to speak in his stead. I consider it an honor, with no higher privilege in this life than to be able to speak in the stead of God. Well, series for the next 7 days is going to be very simple. The power of praising Jesus when it's ugly. The power of praising Jesus when it's ugly. The power of praising Jesus when it's ugly. Our scripture base is going to be Genesis 29, and we're going to be in there every single day for the next 7 days. Genesis 29, and I'm going to walk you through this scripture, and you will never see this scripture the same when I get done. And I'm going to show you the power of praising Jesus when it is ugly. Genesis 29, again, will be our scripture base. And I'm going to walk you through the entire thing. So what I'm going to do today in our first session is read the entire scripture, so that you can get a gist of where we're going. The power of praising Jesus, again, is the title, when it's ugly. And Genesis 29 says, then Jacob went on his journey and came into the land of the people of the east. And he looked, and behold, a well in the field. And lo, there were three flocks of sheep lying by it. For out of that well they watered the flocks, and a great stone was upon the well's mouth. And thither all the flocks gathered, and they rolled the stone from the well's mouth, and watered the sheep, and put the stone again upon the well's mouth in its place. Verse 4, Genesis 29, I'm in the King James. And Jacob said unto them, my brethren, whence be ye? And they said, of Haran are we. And he said unto them, know ye Laban the son of Nahor? And they said, we know him. And he said unto them, is he well? And they said, he is well. And behold, Rachel, his daughter, cometh with the sheep. And he said, lo, it is yet high day, neither is it the time that the cattle should be gathered. Water ye the sheep, and go feed them. And they said, we cannot until all the flocks be gathered together, until they roll the stone from the well's mouth. Then we will water the sheep. And while he yet spake with them, Rachel came with her father's sheep, for she kept them. And it came to pass, when Jacob saw Rachel, the daughter of Laban, his mother's brother, and the sheep of Laban, his mother's brother, that Jacob went near and rolled the stone from the well's mouth, and watered the flock, watch this, of Laban, his mother's brother. And Jacob kissed Rachel, and lifted up his voice, and wept. And Jacob told Rachel that he was his father's brother, and that he was Rebekah's son. And she ran and told him, father, stay with me. It's an unusual amount of scripture, but stay with me. And it came to pass, when Laban heard the tidings of Jacob, his sister's son, that he ran to meet him, and embraced him, and kissed him, and brought him to his house. And he told Laban all these things. And Laban said unto him, surely thou art my bone and my flesh. And he abode with him the space of a month. Watch this. And Laban said unto Jacob, because thou art my brother, shouldest thou therefore serve me for naught? Tell me, what shall thy wages be? Watch this. And Laban had two daughters. The name of the elder was Leah, and the name of the younger was Rachel. Leah was tender-eyed, but Rachel was beautiful. And Jacob said, I will serve thee 7 years for Rachel, thy younger daughter. Again, the title of our series this week is going to be The Power of Praising Jesus When It's Ugly. Friends, I want to share with you that we have a very powerful scripture here that sounds like just a common story, but it's more than a common story. Because this scripture shows the expectation for us in the kingdom of God. The scripture shows the attitudes and the attributes that God really looks for in true kingdom people. Here we have a story of a young man named Jacob who's in search of love. And as he's in search of love, there's some prophetic instructions that go before his life. And he's told that he's going to go into this certain city and there he'll meet his wife. And he comes into the city and here it is. He is face to face with his prophecy. He meets Rachel. He loves Rachel. Rachel is beautiful. She's so beautiful that he fell down on his knees and began to worship God when he saw her. She must have been beautiful. I mean, the man broke out in worship and began to shout, "Hika!" when he saw her. He quickened in the Holy Spirit. And he began to worship God. And the Bible says that he threw this stone off the well. Now, here's what you need to know. It would normally take 3 to 4 men to move this stone off the well. But this man had supernatural strength when he saw this woman. That's how beautiful she was to him. That he went to the well and threw the stone off himself. The reason why the other men were waiting is because normally they would wait, stay with me, to move this well. And he saw her. And he worshipped and he kissed her. And then he came in contact with her father. And the father says to him, "Listen, yes, we are family. You're in the family." He says, "But I want you to serve me, but I want you to determine your wages." And pay attention to this. Jacob says, "I want to serve you, but my wages will be Rachel." Saints, this is very powerful. He says, "I want to serve you, but my wages will be Rachel." Many of us, we all serve the Lord. In this scripture, Rachel represents the beautiful things in life. But the scripture says that Leah was tender-eyed in verse 17. So Leah is going to represent the ugly things in life. And in this scripture, you're going to see that Jacob is you and I. He's the son. Laban, all week, is going to be symbolic of the father, God. So if we take these substitutes and put them in, then you're going to see that God the Father says, "Listen, I want you to serve me, but I want you to determine what are you willing to serve me for." And in essence, Jacob responds and says, "I'll serve you, but I'll only serve you as long as the beautiful things in life happen to me." He said nothing about Leah, who in this text is the ugly things in life. Saints, God wants you to understand something very scriptural and very important here. When you say that you are kingdom, you mean that you are all in. Kingdom doesn't mean that you only serve the Lord and love the Lord when things are beautiful. Kingdom means that you serve the Lord all the time. There are too many people that only want to be in ministry. There are too many people that only want to be blessed by God so they can have more things. They only want to be blessed by God. They only want anointing. They only want prophetic for selfish things and for selfish gains. But understand this. In the kingdom of God, great things happen when you serve God through all things. As we go on in this text, the Bible says, watch this now. "And Jacob loved Rachel and said, 'I will serve thee 7 years for Rachel thy daughter.'" Stay with me. "And Laban said, 'It is better that I give her to thee,'" watch this, "'than thou should give her to another man. Abide with me.' And Jacob served 7 years," verse 20, Genesis 29, "for Rachel. And they seemed to be but a few days for the love he had for her." Verse 21, "And Jacob said unto Laban, 'Give me my wife, for my days are fulfilled, that I may go into her.' And Laban said, 'Gather together all the men of the place and the men of the feast.' And it came to pass in the evening that they took Leah, his daughter, and brought her to him. And he went in unto her. And Laban gave unto his daughter Leah Zilpha, his maid, for a handmaid. And it came to pass that in the morning, behold, it was Leah. And he said to Laban, 'What is this that thou hast done to me? Did I not serve thee for Rachel? Wherefore then thou hast beguiled me?' And Laban said, 'It must not be done so.'" Watch this. "In our country, to give the younger before the firstborn. Fulfill her week, and we will give thee also for the service which thou shalt serve another year," another 7 years. And Jacob did so, and fulfilled her week, and gave him Rachel his daughter to wife also. And Laban gave Rachel his daughters Bilhah, his handmaid and her handmaid. Jacob goes and serves and fulfills his time, and he gets to the honeymoon night. He's expecting to get Rachel, but he gets Leah. Watch this now. And he goes in and he has a time with Leah. And then he wakes up in the morning and he comes before the father and he says, "What is this you've done to me? When I decided to serve you, I was serving you for the blessings and the beautiful things. But now I'm going through trials and tribulations and crisis. And I didn't sign up to go through anything. I only signed up to be blessed. And the Father says, in our country, you must be tested before you're blessed. In our country, you must be proven before you use. The Father says, I don't know where you come from, but in this kingdom, you cannot be blessed until you've been tested. And he says, you should know that. You should know that the ugly things in the kingdom come before the beautiful things. He said, you should know that Leah must go before Rachel. You should know better. I'm never going to put a product on the podium that's not been proven or tested. I came to tell you this morning, listen, a faith that has not been tested is a faith that cannot be trusted. And God is not looking for some materialistic, superficial, surface believers. In this last move of God, God is going to raise up some people that have been through the fire, the people that have been through the war, but still kept praising, people that have been through ups and downs, but still kept praising. God is looking for valley dwellers to stand on the mountain, not mountain dwellers that have not been in valleys. And I want to share with you right now, you might be going through something ugly. You might be facing a situation. You may have yet to receive your report or your financial breakthrough. Your marriage might be in trouble. But God is saying to you right now, sometimes you got to go through the ugly before you can appreciate the beautiful. And I want to encourage you to know, you have not been forsaken. You're still in the will of God. And God is shaping your character, shaping your destiny, shaping your message, shaping your ministry, shaping your faith, shaping your glory, shaping your anointing, shaping your belief so you can stand when it matters. Saints, right now, wherever you are, I want you to clap and give God some glory, because the next 7 days is about to get ugly. And somebody's going to praise God out of the ugly situation. And you're going to see the miracle that is being shifted. The miracle that's being shaped. The miracle that's being worked in your life. Wherever you are, in your car, in your home, wherever you are, I want you to stop and shout glory. Shekara. Shout glory. Shekara. Say, I shall not be moved like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Shout glory! Let's pray. Handasha, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray that you release an uncommon anointing, an uncommon glory upon these here your people. Let everybody under the sound of this broadcast and receive a new level of glory and a new level of breakthrough. Shift their perspectives, Father. May they go from complaining to understanding. May they stop saying, why is this happening to me? But shift it to what is God trying to teach me. I pray, Heavenly Father, right now, that endurance, that faith, that patience, that power is released all over their household in the name of Jesus. And whatever the individual's situation may be, how ugly it may they understand that you're simply perfecting their character. You're simply perfecting their integrity. The kingdom of God can't afford to platform anything that can't last. Let them know that they're being built to last, Father. And I bless you right now that perspective will change over each and everybody. Because the most important thing in life is not the happenings. That's the outside, but rather what is happening. So I pray right now that every single one of these people, hallelujah, Lord God, would repent of complaining and murmuring and negative confession. And understand, Father God, the faith that has not been tested is the faith that cannot be trusted. Give us a new kingdom perspective to realize that before we can step into all you have for us, we're going to go through something ugly. But I bless you that we're all learning the power of praising Jesus when it's ugly. And by the end of these 7 days, their perspective on trials and tribulations and suffering and testing will never be the same. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. I pray that you were encouraged today. And we just simply want to give you an introduction to what we're tapping into. But by the end of this week, you'll have a different perspective. And you will see why God is using what he's putting you through to shape you. God bless you.
You've been listening to Minister Redico Robert. And thank him for joining us on this day as he come forth in prayer and a word for you that will continually bless you, not just today, but tomorrow too. And we're going to have him back here, right here. And those of you know, he said he's going to be doing a series concerning this word that he shared with you, Minister Redico Robert. All right, well, look, I don't know who I'm speaking to on today, but after hearing that man of God come forth, sharing a word for you, and wherever you are in your situation, he's letting you know that there ought to be a praise in spite of where you are that you're facing. You know, there are many times that we go through some trials and we are being tested to see if we're going to stand and hold up, hold on, keep the faith and see the hand of God move in our presence. Many times there are those that give up. Right when the breakthrough is about to happen, they give up. And I believe that those of you that's listening today, you're not one of them that draw back. You press forward. You press toward the mark of the high calling. You believe by faith that when you speak life out of your mouth, it will manifest in the presence right where you are. And I trust today that God's hand will be over you this week, whatever you speak, that it will manifest for the glory of God. God wants you to have more than enough. See, many times we are so comfortable right where we are, and we don't want to go any further. We want to just stay right where we are. And God's saying, I want you to receive all that I have for you. And there are so many things that are hitting for you that you haven't even tapped into, but God wants to bless you right where you are. Now, there might be someone today that don't know this man Jesus that we've been talking about, and you want to get to know him. If that's you, I want you to listen. The Bible says that if you shall confess with your mouth that Jesus is the Son of God and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. If you are one of those today and you want to come to Christ right today, right where you are, right where you are, you don't have to go to church to give your life to Christ. You can be on the outside, someone witnessing to you and sharing the gospel, wherever you are in a store and someone witness to you. You can surrender and give your life to Christ right where you are. Many of you saying, well, I got to wait. I got to get myself together. I'm not ready yet because I'm still drinking. I'm still doing drugs. Some of you, you're out and you're cheating on your spouse. And you know it's not right, and you still haven't repented. But today is your day of restoration, of being restored. Today is your day of surrendering to Christ and coming to him. If that's you, I want you to repeat after me. Lord, I come to you this day in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you to forgive me of my sins. Lord, I believe and I confess with my mouth that Jesus is the Son of God. And I believe in my heart that God has raised him from the dead. Lord, I'm willing to change my life. Take me back into your arms, for I believe today that Jesus is alive and well. Thank you, Lord, for saving me this day in Jesus' name. Now, if you are that individual right now, you surrender to Christ. Here's what I want you to do right now. This is what I want you to do right now. You may not be in a church. You want to get to a church. You want to get with someone that knows the gospel and you have relatives, but you don't want them to teach you about the word. You want somebody that's not related in your family. Well, here's a number right here I want you to call right now. I want you to write it down. It's a 24-hour hotline. Area code 919-443-5994. We're going to minister with you, and we're going to search and find out where you're located, and we're going to see if we know some of these awesome pastors that's in your area that will help you and to build you to get you where you should be. But we want you to remember that you are a new creature in Christ. All things have passed away. The word said, behold, all things become new. God loves you so much that he gave his only begotten son. Jesus said that whosoever will believe in him shall have everlasting life. You are a new creature today, and the blessings of God is going to begin to fall over you like never before. You're going to see some things that you never experienced before. As you continually begin to read God's word, study his word, you're going to see the greatness of God. All right, well, look, we thank you so much for joining 30 Minutes Power Prayer.
Can I take my time? Oh, what a
Come on, put those hands together. Come on, come on, come on. Hallelujah. Can you say hallelujah? Can you say hallelujah? Thank you, Jesus.
When you're lonely and your heart is filled with despair, remember God cares. And when you're in doubt and you can't find your way,
people of God. Would you help me thank God for the anointed Kathy Taylor? Come on, people of God. What a gift. What a gift. I shared it earlier. I know people that can sing, but would you got somebody that can sing you right into the presence of the Lord? That's the anointing. Makes folks say I'm
act is strange. It makes me want to run on in Jesus' name. Whatever it is. Whatever it is. Whatever it is. It won't let me. Oh, my peace. I said it makes me love all my enemies. Yes, it does. We do right when I would do wrong. And when I'm down low, he gives me a song. Whatever it is, whatever it is, whatever it is, it won't let me hold my peace.
I know a great thing. If you say release, I'm letting 'cause you're all that I want. I've landed on my knees. This is the cup you have for me. And even when it don't make sense, I'm gonna trust, I will obey. You're the only truth, the light, the way. I'm done chasing feelings.
For some may seem so easy. Life for some may seem so right. But there are those who wonder, will they see another day, or even make it through the night?
Joy.
things that are going around and happening around our world. And it seems like that there is no hope. But if we would, as a nation, just set aside all of our differences and make up in our minds that we're going to reach out and help our children, help that lost boy, that girl, then together we can rise and stand as one.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah!
Break. Let's have a little check before we go home.